I'm Samira Ahmed, and I've been in love with Concorde all my life. The world's only commercial supersonic airliner was an engineering innovation that grew out of a business goal to halve the transatlantic journey time as an era of long-distance air travel opened up. But it was rooted in our most childlike fantasies for speed, for time travel, arriving before you left, and it looked like it might be a step towards one day routine space travel. I was 8 when it first took off for New York and looked up at it from my South London playground every day. I continued to look up as an adult till it was grounded for good 10 years ago. It had style and streamlined space-age beauty, those delta wings, that beautifully sharp dipping nose cone for improved pilot visibility. And Concorde was a product of Anglo-French cooperation. What could be more futuristic than that? My dad found a way to get us on it on a short internal US flight when I was 11 years old, and I remember staring at that Mach counter and willing it to reach 1, the speed of sound. Concorde's fuel-guzzling need, though, was its fatal flaw. We forgave it for becoming a taxi service to the super-rich, who would be blasé about the Mach counter reaching 2.04, its top speed of 1,350 miles per hour. The fact that Concorde never made any money, that it became a commercial dead end, only makes its innovation all the greater. The aeronautical industry sees a legacy in the commercial success of the European consortium Airbus. But Concorde's real legacy, I think, was its ambition. It was childhood's dream, and its demise was childhood's end.
Find out more about great British innovations, including Two by Me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.